Welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for June 12th comes from Deuteronomy 17. Deuteronomy 17 serves as the standard against which we should judge the kings of Israel and Judah as we read about them in the books of Samuel, Kings, and Chronicles. In this passage, we find three details that set up the storylines of what the kings of Israel and Judah will eventually become. First, it seems it had always been Yahweh's plan to give Israel a king. When Israel eventually demands a king, they do so by virtually quoting Deuteronomy 17 verse 14, saying to the prophet Samuel, "Now appoint for us a king to judge us like all the nations," in 1 Samuel 8 verse 5. But when that happens, Yahweh recognizes their request as a rejection of his kingship over them, in 1 Samuel 8 verse 7. So, does Yahweh want for Israel to have a king or not? In fact, we often spoil God's good gifts in how we pursue them. God intends to give us something for our good, but we demand it for the wrong reasons or to the wrong degree or in the wrong way. Yahweh wanted Israel to have a king, but in their hearts they took that good gift and twisted it in a way they hoped would give them a measure of independence from God, while making themselves respectable in the eyes of the other nations. This was the wrong motivation for seeking a good gift. Second, the restrictions against acquiring too many horses, wives, and silver and gold almost seem to have been written with Solomon in mind. In fact, Solomon's great riches and many foreign wives accomplish exactly what Moses warns against here. His heart ended up turning away from Yahweh, according to 1 Kings 11 verse 4. And Solomon even went so far as to build high places and altars for his wives to worship their gods, in 1 Kings 11 verses 7 through 8. Third, there is some question about how well the kings of Israel and Judah kept the requirement that they should make for themselves a copy of the law to read all the days of their lives, according to Deuteronomy 17, verse 18 through 20. There were kings who didn't care at all about God's law, but we don't read much about whether even the good kings explicitly obeyed this mandate. The only story we have along these lines is when King Josiah tears his clothes and immediately institutes national reforms after the priests discover the book of the law and read from it to Josiah for the first time in many years, as we read about in 2 Chronicles 34, verses 8 through 33. As we read the stories of Israel's kings, it will become clear that not even the greatest kings satisfied these standards. Ultimately, Yahweh would need to send his own king, a king humble enough to divest himself freely of all his wealth to make his people rich, and a king who loved God's law enough to fulfill every word of it, even to the point of death. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. If you're looking for Bible study curriculum for a Sunday school or a small group, check out my book, That You May Know, A Primer on Christian Discipleship. It's a close study of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John that explores what it means to follow Jesus as a disciple. To learn more about the book or to download the first two chapters, go to discipleshipbook.com.